To begin our September 7th and 8th, 2023, South Dakota Game Fish and Parks Commission meeting. For those of you that are with us today, thank you. For those of you that are joining us online, being provided by our GFMP staff with the help of South Dakota Public Broadcasting, thanks for being with us today. We're coming to you from Watertown, the Ramcota Hotel and Watertown Event Center. We've got a heavy agenda for today and tomorrow, so thank you to everyone who's reached out to provide input on many of the issues that we will be looking at. One of the first things that we do need to go over is our conflict of interest disclosure. This is a conflict that I do have to read at the beginning of every commission meeting, and it gives the commissioners the opportunity to speak up if they do see a conflict of interest. So I will read that now. Now is the time for the commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclose an interest in a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter on today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have a conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. If you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. You may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. With that being read, do we have anyone on the commission that has a conflict that they feel they need to bring up at this time? Seeing none, we will continue to move on. Number two on our agenda today, approval of the previous meeting minutes, which took place in July. Those are archived on the GFMP website. Just go to the commission-archives when you are there. With that, we've all had the opportunity to look at those minutes. We do need approval, so we need a motion and a second.
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Beast, seconded by Commissioner Bartling. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed. The minutes are approved. Additional commissioner salary days, and I know we do have a few, so I will go over those. We do have Commissioner Whitmire, along with Commissioner Springs and Commissioner Beast, all took part in a Dear Stakeholder meeting. In addition to that, Commissioner Beast participated in the South Dakota Parks and Wildlife Foundation, and Commissioner Cole was part of the Second Century Habitat Foundation meeting, in addition to some a meeting with the engineering building staff. Do we have any additional salary days that need to be brought up at this time? Any questions on the salary days? With none, we do need to approve those, so I need a motion and a second.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Bartling.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Beast. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed. Those salary days are approved. So we are going to move down the agenda to number four. We will be meeting some new members of Team GFMP.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling, Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. We do have a list of new staff we'd like to introduce to you today from both the Division of Parks and Recreation and Division of Wildlife. I'm going to start out today and introduce some of the new staff in the Division of Wildlife. First, I'd like to introduce Jessica Theory, and I'm a little hard to tell on the screen here. I believe Jessica is joining us. Jessica has been recently hired on to be a private lands habitat biologist, so she'll be working with landowners in the central part of the state, focused on doing private lands habitat and access opportunities. She attended SDSU and in 2021 I graduated with a bachelor's degree in wildlife and fisheries. One of the things that we wanted to do with new staff that were able to join is actually have them introduce themselves to you just a little bit, tell them or have them tell you where did they originally come from slash where did they grow up, what attracted them to the position that they currently were hired to take on in the role within the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks, and then maybe one of their favorite hobbies. So we're going to put them on the spot a little bit today. It's not just an easy we're going to do the introduction, but we want to have them tell you a little bit about themselves as well. So don't see Jessica on here. Jessica might get off early, and I promise I will not make those answers up for her to those questions. But we're really excited. Jessica worked at our Chamberlain office, actually as our front support staff there in the main regional office there, and took on the role because of her high interest in habitat and access. And we're really excited for her to take on this new role. So Jessica's not on, then I'm going to go on to the next one. Next staff person I'd like to introduce is Cheyenne Colton, and Cheyenne accepted the position as the conservation officer down in Gregory County. To say we're excited about having that position filled would be a gross understatement. This has been one of those duty stations where we have had openings for quite some time, and we understand the necessity and the opportunities that come when we have those CO duty stations filled. So we're really excited for Cheyenne to take on the role down in Gregory County. Cheyenne is originally from the state of Wyoming, and went and attended the University of Wyoming, has a bachelor's degree in wildlife and fisheries biology as well. So do you see Cheyenne on here? She might be busy today working out, meeting with folks. So, but we're really excited to have Cheyenne in there, and Commissioner Bartley, I'm sure folks down there are excited to have a conservation officer as well. And she's a bright young lady, and she's going to do really well down in Gregory County. So next one I'll move on to is Travis Chilson, and just recently hired on as a wildlife damage specialist. Travis comes to us actually from the state of New Mexico. He's got many years of experience in animal damage control as a specialist for USDA Wildlife Services in Texas and New Mexico. Has a lot of trapping experience, very well versed, knowledgeable of what it takes to be a trapper. And we were really excited when he submitted his interest and application for filling a vacancy in western South Dakota. You see Travis on there as well? Travis is out working hard in the field today as well. Somebody joining our agency that's got a wealth of experience, very excited to have him fill that position, as we understand from your tour this morning what those wildlife damage specialists, whether they're working on wildlife damage, working on ADC work, animal damage control, the work that they do in the partnership with landowners out there. So want to welcome Travis to the agency. Next one is Carter Connect, and this would be down in the Sioux Falls area. Carter was hired on as one of our aquatics habitat and access biologists. Excited to have Carter join. This is exciting for me, to be quite honest with you. I remember seeing Carter as just a young lad at church, even, and as he grew up very highly interested in the outdoors, hunting and fishing. He's held many intern positions for our agency, CO intern positions, other jobs that he's done, and we're really excited for him to take on this role as our aquatics habitat and access biologist position down in the Sioux Falls area. That position became vacant when Kip Browns was selected and accepted the regional supervisor, and so he's going to have some big shoes to fill of the work that Kip did, but we are really confident in Carter. You see Carter on here. There's Carter. Hey, Carter, welcome. So you're the first one that gets to answer the three questions of where you're originally from, which I already answered for you, sorry. But what attracted you to this position, and what are a few of your favorite, if not maybe your favorite, hobby?
Oh, can't hear you.
I think you're muted. Hold on.
No, he's not muted.
Not muted.
He can can hear us, right? You can hear us, Carter. No.
Is this mic muted?
No. It's right there. It's unmuted.
All right. Okay. Can we skip that for now?
Yeah. They said he's coming through online.
They can't hear him online.
But we're not hearing him here. Not Carter might get off too. Technical difficulty, but keep going, I think.
All right. I'll keep moving then. Just hold on, Carter. We might get you back on here real shortly. And then the last individual that I'd like to introduce in the Division of Wildlife is Courtney Plegenkeel. Courtney comes to us actually from Iowa, where she went to Upper Iowa University, has a bachelor's degree in conservation management and a minor in criminal justice. And she currently lives in the Kimball area, and she was hired on to fill our vacancy there in the Chamberlain office of that front support staff. We're really excited for Courtney to join the agency with her background. She'll certainly has a high interest in the outdoors, hunting, fishing, those types of things, and will serve as a great liaison and provide good information to those questions and answers that come into the officer. Courtney, I see you're joining us. Welcome. Same boat.
You can hear us though, right, Courtney?
Courtney, you can hear us okay? All right, we're just not able to hear you.
Do press, don't press. Yes. Just on that Zoom, should it be muted or unmuted on our end?
Stand by, everyone. We're working through some technical issues here for just a few seconds. Courtney, can you just talk for us? Maybe count to 10.
Coming through online. Other participants can hear. We can't hear.
They can.
Other
participants can hear them, but we can't hear them.
Just hold tight, Courtney. They're still working on some audio. It'll be just a moment. We'll go ahead and just move forward with the introductions as we are.
Okay, Madam Chair, we'll do that. So, Courtney and Carter, thanks for holding on there as we work through this. Maybe we'll have another opportunity later on to have you folks speak, but again, we want to welcome you to the department and wish you the best luck in those new positions. With that, I think I'll turn it over to Jeff Van Meteren and then just have him do the introductions of the Division of Parks and Recreation staff.
Very good, thank you.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioners, and Secretary Roebling. We've got two new park staff this month that were newly hired and anxious to have on. The first one is Jason Rye. Jason Rye is our Lake Ponset Maintenance Technician. Jason brings a variety of experience with him, from growing up on a farm to 10 years as a diesel mechanic, to working for South Dakota Housing Development, moving and setting houses. Jason has a love for the outdoors and is looking forward to the diversity being a tech, the tech position will provide. And I will tell you, our techs get involved in a lot of different things. So I'm not sure if Jason is on. If he is and he wants to wave, that would be great. Looking like he's not. So we'll move on to the next one. The next tech that we hired here is Cordell Schmella. Cordell will be the new technician up at Richmond Lake Recreation Area up in the Aberdeen area. He's excited to join District 2. Cordell's an avid outdoorsman as well, enjoys fishing and hunting. He has a bachelor's degree in outdoor education from Black Hills State University, and this summer worked as an intern for the Habitat crew in Rapid City. Cordell is also experienced in construction, groundskeeping, janitorial work, and worked for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers doing maintenance work in the campgrounds for a summer. So two excellent additions to our staff. We're excited to have both these folks on, and we like their backgrounds and all the experience they bring to the job.
Hey, can Jason say hi and see if he's...
Jason, are you there? You want to wave to the group there?
Hi, Brian. I can hear him in the headphones.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate you jumping on. We kind of heard something there.
No, we did.
Oh.
All right. Thank you, Jason.
All right. We have more?
That's it.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you to those that joined us, and welcome to the GFNP team. It's exciting. Every commission meeting, we get to meet new folks that are becoming part of the GFNP team. So welcome aboard, and best of luck to you on all of your new adventures with this great department. We're going to continue on because a few of the items that we'll go to next, I believe, are all in person. Because our public hearing, we have it slated to start at 2 p.m. Central Time, 1 p.m. Mountain Time. We will skip over that until we get to the 2 p.m.